Thank you for calling Evan Painting & Co. How can we help you?
Hey, is this Evan?
This is Evan.
Hey, Evan, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. You told me to give you a call today at 8.
Hey, Charlie, if you could, yes, I'm, let's see here, give me a moment.
No worries.
Okay, so, one second here, I'm pulling over.
No worries, no worries. I understand you're probably driving to your first stop.
Okay, Charlie, so, I spent some time talking to my wife yesterday.
Yes, sir.
She kind of works on this stuff, for me. So I guess she has, one of a friend working right now on some of this stuff here with what we have existing, okay? I don't really, he's already sent some emails, got some responses, I guess, and I don't want to mess that up exactly right now. What he was saying is it should, like you were telling me, a week or two, you know, is what you typically wait for responses from Google or whatever. And that's really obviously our main priority. So for right now, I want to let that kind of see what's going on with that, because I've really learned that, at least on our end, that when you just shoot emails over to Google and try to contact them and do shit, it does not work out well. I want to let that sit for right now. She's already kind of started doing something with that. But the gentleman, her friend, said maybe 2 weeks we wait for a response and stuff. And if at that point it's not getting anywhere, if they're not responding and they're not doing anything, then we'll segue into something else here. I just don't want to stack on top of what we've already done. Cause that's kind of what I did at first when this first happened, you know, about a month and a half ago now.
Sure.
I sent a bunch of emails, got a bunch of responses, and then I started Googling stuff, and they're saying, do not do that. Send one email thread, stay on one email thread, you know, all that bullshit. So I'm really trying to get this taken care of here, and I don't want to fuck myself up more.
Right. And just for reference here, the friend does he have like a partnership with Google or anything like that? Or is he just kind of going about it the same way just as you are? Like he's just messaging them at that point.
You know what it was is I don't think he has a partnership with Google, but what he does is he's specific for, like he did our website. Like we have a website,
oh, nice.
So he did our website. And so
yeah.
He specific sets up, the online stuff, you know what I mean? And, said he's running this issue, a few times. Sometimes, you know, they're able to do it, but I do not believe he has a partnership or whatever with Google.
With Google. Okay. And just, for your website itself, the icons on the bottom of your website, just so you can let him know, you have the Google, Facebook, Yelp, and the Instagram icons. All of them work, but your Facebook icon. When I click your Facebook icon, it doesn't allow me to go to Facebook. So you might want to have him change that and link that button there.
Okay. Yes, I could definitely do that. I didn't notice that. You know,
yeah.
The ones on the top, never on the bottom. I've never even looked at those.
Yeah. I mean, when you go, like, leave us a review and you have, like, it says Google, Facebook, Yelp, those ones work, but just the actual icon itself where it just has the Facebook under your business license, the Facebook one doesn't take you anywhere. So just so your reference there. For us, also, too, like, we can only work with one company per industry per area. So, I mean, I know we were reaching out to you to fill the listing. I don't know if the listing for us will be open in 2-3 weeks, especially in the California area. Typically, those listings do go by quickly. But that's why we were able to help you do that. I mean, the thing is this is even if he's reached out to Google on behalf of you, we can always pick up where he left off. Like, hey, we had Evan, his team reached out to you guys. What's going on this? So that's why the partnership is always good, because we're able to expedite that process in a timely manner where, like you're saying, you might have to wait 2-3 weeks to even get a response back. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay.
Be able to just take the reference or whatever from whatever he's done. Go with
Yeah, we're always able to pick up where our clients have always left off, because that's why I say you work hand in hand with my tech team. My tech team figures out, okay, what have you already done? What have you submitted? What have you sent out? And then from there, they're able to take all that data and say, hey, to our Google rep, like, this is what our client has already done with you guys. We need to go from this point, not from day one, you know, and then they're like, okay. And then now it expedites that process for you. Again, it's not to get a response within a week, 2 weeks or anything like that. It's to get you populating on that first page placements of Google. Will take a maximum results of 30 days for all the services you provide. That's why I said that. But typically we have the Google business profiles that are verified within 1 to 2 weeks. They're already up and verified. Now, getting responses are a lot quicker because, like I said, we have that rep that we lean on here.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, if you want to bring us on board, we can do that. I know your deal is mainly focused on just the Google business profile. I know I kind of threw in the Facebook ads for you because it is an additional $50, but we give you $100 credit there. That way we can help you get customers. It seems like you really just want the Google. We can waive that down to just $199 month to month, take the Facebook ads off, and we can go from that point. If you guys want us to up that later on down the road, it wouldn't cost you anything extra, like a service fee or anything like that. We would just add the $50 later down the road if you wanted to do it that way.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, let me shoot that by the old lady. I mean, I'm sure she'd be okay with it. It sounds fine to me. I think I'm just nervous because of the issues I've had with stupid Google. All the stuff I've read online is not.
Yeah.
A lot of
people try to do it themselves, which is totally fine. The only thing is time constraints, right? So for Google, like, they're a massive corporation. Think about everybody that's trying to get on Google. In the last year, they have really tightened down how you can get on Google. They don't just allow anybody. So that's why us Google Channel partners exist. That's why your wife's friend exists as well with doing these things, because now you don't have to step away from your day of just like helping customers to figure this stuff out, right? The Google Channel partners, there's 40 of us in the country. I showed you our Google badge. You have that on our website there. That's going to be the closest deal where you can literally call in and say, hey, I would like to make these changes, or hey, what is going on with that? And you get a response within that time frame. For us to put anything into play is usually within 24 hours, you see those changes happening. So it's very quick for you.
You mean even with the suspension stuff?
So the suspension stuff, obviously, we're going to have to make sure we re-verify that. But let's say like your phone number and everything like that, you've tried to do that multiple times and it never works for us. Our clients always see that stuff happening within 24 hours. It stays up there and it's done in that manner. With the suspension, we have to make sure we have everything right. So it's going to take around a week to 2 weeks to get you re-verified there. That's just going to be standard. But to get a response, you're looking with what you're telling me, you're looking at just getting a response within 2 weeks. And then after that, is it another 2 weeks that you're going to get another response? You see what I'm saying? So you're really pushing like one email out every 2 weeks. By that time, you're going to be 60.
Right. You're right. So I have a secondary question. So here, part of the problem is my father's Google business account has my phone number on it, right? And his is suspended, right? So are you guys can you help facilitate that as well?
Yeah,
that's part of my problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So a lot of what our clients have had in the past, and I've run into this, is that they actually generate two Google business profiles, and we'll say, hey, or this one isn't real. This is his real phone number. We just have to prove to Google, like, hey, this is your phone number. It goes to you. So we have to take that phone number off. of that Google business profile. They want to know the story. They want to know, hey, this is what's going on. The thing is like you said, you just get a robotic email. It's like, hey, thanks for contacting us at Google. We'll get you back at your earliest convenience. But we know here that you don't have that 2, 3, 4 weeks to just kind of sit around and wait. This is attached to your livelihood. So right. We'll be able to take that phone number off. The only thing we have to do is just prove it to them and say like, hey, this goes to Evan. This is Evan's business. Can we take that phone number off and put it on here and push it down at that point?
Gotcha.
And that's what will happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
okay. So we're signing up. So if I sign up with you guys, obviously you said $199 a month, right?
It's $199 month to month on a flat fee. There's no contracts. So if you wanted to cancel the service at any time, let's say you get up and running, you keep the service for 2 months and you're on that first page placement, and then your other guy is like, hey, I can kind of facilitate everything else from here. If you wanted to cancel, you could. There's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort for you.
Okay. Okay. And then, let's see here. Okay. So besides the Google thing, so now I know that I can get taken care of. That's great. I'm looking at, a couple weeks. So that's cool. What about, so the other things you provide here, and I looked a little bit, but a big thing is ranking first on Google. And is that organically? Or yes. Are we doing ads?
That would just be organically. That would show up in your map section where you're currently taken down from right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think let's get started on it. And, I'll just call and tell my wife that we're going to do it. You guys seem very confident and getting our Google ads back up. And that's my main thing. So as long as you can notate that that's really what I'm looking for. And so we're we anticipate 2 weeks and it'll be back up. You're thinking?
So typically to do the verifications and everything like that, it usually takes around 2 weeks to get that Google business profile up and running. Now to place you on the first page placements, it has to go through programming and stuff like that, but just to get you back up with a Google business profile is the main key. After that, that's when we start programming you. That's when we're going to take the 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page placement. So that's why we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. So that way we can get you there. But yes, we do put 100 hours into the first month alone, just the programming. And that's why you will work with my tech team on this, just to verify and make sure they are going to reach out to you. They are going to want to make sure like, hey, this is what's going on, because we want to verify twice and publish once. We want to make sure that once we hit Google right then and there, that we're getting that done and we're not kind of like teeter tottering back and forth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand. I'm going to be honest. For me in my area, and I was telling you before, mm-hmm. I have over 100 reviews on my Google. Okay.
You do.
And so, my visibility, I feel like is pretty solid. With it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone else has 10, 15, 20, and I have 100, right? And so, for me, again, that Google main Google thing is my biggest thing, right?
Right.
And so, that's definitely most what I'm concerned about. And not so much first on Google, because I believe I already do. I believe.
It's down right now, right? So at the moment you don't even pop up. So like when you create a Google business profile and you have one, just because you have 100 reviews doesn't necessarily mean you're going to rank on the first page placement. There's a guy right now that's on the third page and he has it's A1 Handyman Service in Modesto, and he's ranking on the third page with 31 reviews with a 4.4 star rating, right? The only thing is this. you have good reviews. You have a good reputation. It's making sure that those 100 reviews are on that first page placements of Google. That's where 90% of the searches start and stop. I mean, I don't know about you, but for me personally, when I go to Google, I do not go past the third page. I mean, in this case I did just to kind of see who's in your area. But when I'm searching for a company, I want to make sure on that first page, I'm finding who I need, right? So once you do get verified, it's always where are you going to rank? And there's pages and pages in Google. We just want to make sure you're ranking on that first page with the services that you provide. That's really the deal there, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, because people are going to be searching for your services. They're not really going to be searching for you if they don't know what your name is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So.
And when I Google right now, we kind of went over this yesterday, just kind of heads up here. When I Google just handyman service in Modesto, your Google Business Profile doesn't even come up with your name itself, but you're not on the first page, and you're going to blow all these guys out of the water because the highest person on the first page placements of Google, don't laugh, okay? Please, this is your competition. It's like 35 reviews on that first page placements of Google. So once you get
True Blue, so what's hard is like for me when I Google it,
True Blue, True Blue and Integrity Home Repair is the highest reviews on that first page placements as of right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. When you Google it, you see yourself?
Yes, I. But you know what? It looks like a sponsored. It says sponsored at the top, though. So maybe that's just the area thing. It says sponsored Evans Handyman Co. Modesto.
Are you running Google Ads right now?
I was before, and so I think they're running.
Okay. So that's fine that you're running the Google Ads because that's just a click to your website. So you're paying per click for that. So that's why it comes up as a sponsorship. So if your guy is running that for you, that is why you're coming up as a sponsorship. With this on that map section, it's organic, right? Like we talked about. So it's not going to come up as sponsorship. Yeah, it's under that in that map section. That's where 90% of the searches start and stop is going to be in that map section. Without the sponsorship, obviously. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so everything we're talking about is in the map section.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. If we were going to do like Google Ads for you, it'd be way more expensive than $199 month to month because we have to put an advertising budget towards that. It just comes up.
So I don't even pop up, right, in the Google Ads. That's what I'm saying. That's the profile they took down, you know?
Yeah.
So of course I'm not popping up. But when it was up, I was. I was the first, you know, five. First three. So anyway, that's what I want to get back to. But I'm just telling you, I want to be open with you because that's my main goal, right? Because I was already there. And so if I go, you know, if we, you know, I likely just want to get it up and then I'll likely not have any more services. Unless it's different, you know, and I'm like literally number one, you know, then, you know, let's do it. If I see that, then yeah. But before I was like number three, you know?
Right. And that's why I really just kind of came down here to just like say like, hey, let's take the Facebook ads off because it seems like I just called you. You're obviously on your way to your first call. You're not stressing for work, but you want to get on that first page so you can still have, you know, your Google Business Profile so you can have that, you know, authentication in your guys' Modesto area, right? So that's why I was like, let's just get your Google Business Profile up and running, and then we can worry about all the fun stuff later.
I like it. That's fine. Yeah, let's do it then. Let's do it.
Okay. So I just want to make sure for the Google Business Profile itself, what did you register? You told me the address last time, but what was the address that you registered the Google Business Profile with last time?
So this where it's a little bit tricky, right? This is why I think I need to talk to somebody about all this shit because it's great. So I originally started from my home, okay?
Okay.
Which is 20 Olive Unit C, okay? That was that's where I was living at the time 4 years ago. So I verified everything through there. It was up and running. Boom. Running for 4 years, okay?
Perfect.
In that time, though, in this last couple months, I've moved to a shop. I have a shop.
Okay.
And that 1641 Princeton Avenue and Suite 4. But before I had that shop, right, I was moving. I was I had moved my home and I was transitioning over to the shop. So what I did is I set the address as a P.O. box, which they don't like, obviously. I've done the research now. And obviously they don't.
I was going to say, you can't have a P.O. box.
So I know. So that's what ended up flagging it. Okay. And, so I updated it to my shop now because I'm in here.
Okay.
So that's updated on my account. My phone number, but here's the other thing, right? Here's the second thing, right? Is that's updated, but my phone number is still on my dad's Google Fidelis Construction. And we've updated that on his side, right? On his back end. And it shows updated on his back end, but the thing that everybody views on Google still says my phone number. But but we're no longer allowed to edit anything on there because his account is half suspended as well. So that's the predicament we're in right now.
Okay, so you guys both need help.
Yeah, well, he doesn't even use the damn thing. That's why it wasn't a big deal.
Gotcha.
I'm the one who uses it because I do small services. Him, he does big shit. He's word of mouth.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'll tell you right now, the reason why you got your suspension wasn't because of the phone number. It was because you went to the P.O. box, 100%.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Because think of it like this. There's massive corporations out there, United States, you know, nationwide, where they can have different Google business profiles in different counties or different regions or different states, everything like that. And they could still have that same number. So because it's the same business, right? They can call to a headquarters and then from there, right? So it's not really the phone number. It's because you went to that PO box. What Google doesn't want is they don't want a PO box because they want to verify that you are a legitimate company. You're not a robot with a PO box outsourcing the work. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you get PIN verified with your shop address. So that way, because you had that PO box, it's going to be tough for you to do it on your own. And I say that because I've had customers who have done that and they're like, I can't get re-verified. And I was like, yeah, it's because of the PO box. So
yeah. So they weren't going to send me anything, which is what's unfortunate. Yeah. They would, you know, I've sent many requests with the updated address and then, and here's part of the thing, too, is I'm a service business. Yeah, so I was doing more reading, and they don't want you to have your address on there if you're a service business. But here's the thing is I do, you know, sometimes I'll do a lamp repair or I'll repair some furniture. And so clients have to come to my shop to pick it up and drop it off. And so I'd like to have my address on there, but I don't know if they're going to be sticklers on that.
It's not – so a lot of service-based companies work from their truck, right? So, like, before you had your office, you were working from your home. They understand that, stuff like that. Google doesn't mind you having an address on there because it shows that you are there. You know, just because it's red on Google doesn't mean it's always necessarily correct, right? Like, if you're sick and you're like, hey, I have a cough, what could that mean? And they're like, you type that in on Google and you're like, oh, you're dying. Right? So it's not always that it's correct, but it doesn't matter that you have your address on there because, like you said, that gives the destination. They actually prefer that, to be completely honest with you there, on that manner. But again, it's making sure that you can verify that address, which you can. So they're just going to have to re-PIN verify you. If you're just going in there and changing it and they're not PIN verifying you, that's where the red flag's happening, and that's where we're going to be able to say to Google, like, hey, he does not have a P.O. box. He has this address. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to put your real address that you want to put here. I'm going to put that on here for your Google business profile itself, okay? And that's going to be your shop address. What is going to be the shop address?
That's 1641 Princeton Avenue. Suite 4, and that's Modesto, California, 95350.
Suite 4, 95350?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, here we go. This is going to be another one. For the phone number, do you want it to read 209-818-5392 on your guys' Google Business profile itself?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to make sure that's there. And then, Evan, what's your last name?
It's Plata. That's P-L-A-T-A.
Plata, P-L-A-T-A. And then a good email address for you.
That's Evans, that's E-V-A-N-S, period.
Oh. Handymanco at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you the email yesterday, I remember. Okay, Pacific Standard Time. Okay, give me one sec here. Let me just make sure I got this correct for you. Okay. And so, like I said, you're going to go, my tech team's going to reach out to you. They want to verify everything is correct. I can get you on an onboarding call as early as today. That way we can get everything going today. There's no waiting. I have two available spots, and it's up to you because I understand you're busy too. You have, you know, clients that you have to get to. I have an 11 a.m. spot where they can reach out to you and verify everything's correct, or I have a 2 p.m. slot. Either one is good for me, but does that work for you?
Yeah, we could do 11 a.m.
Okay, 11 a.m., perfect. Okay, they only allow three spots here, and one is already secured, so I'm going to secure it right now for you, actually. Local Splash. And then I'm going to send it to Evan. I'm going to send it to your email that you have on file here. It's going to be a Google Calendar. It's going to have you, myself, and it's going to have my tech team CC'd on this. They are going to reach out to you with our customer service number. It's going to be an 877 number. I am going to give that to you so that way you can save it under like local / customer support team. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. Give me just one second. Let me set that up. I sent you that email, so you should have that. I just secured your spot for 11 a.m., so that's good there. For the $199 for the billing for the first month of service, what card would you like to use? Is it going to be an Evans Handyman Co. card, or is it going to be a debit, credit?
Yeah, I have a credit card.
Okay. Does it just have your first and last name on there, or does it have the business name, or does it have both?
It has just my first and last name.
Okay.
I'm a sole proprietor.
Okay. I didn't know if you had like just like a company card, you know. Sometimes we have customers as a one-man crew, but that's been open for like 10 years. They don't like to hire anybody. So I always ask.
Yeah.
Now, question here. The billing address, is it going to be the same one as the 1641 Princeton Avenue, Modesto, California, or is it a different address?
That's a different address. It would be my home address.
Okay.
All my cards.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, let me see here. All right. Okay. And what's the home address?
That's 935 Hackberry Avenue, Modesto, California.
Can you spell that for me? Hackberry?
Yeah. H-A-C-K-B-E-R-R-Y. Hackberry Avenue.
Modesto?
Modesto, yep. And I have a, what is the directory submission thing? What is that exactly? I was reading some.
Yeah, so that's going to be like the most popular directory submissions. So I know on there it says 60. I apologize. That's a typo. We used to actually do 60 directory listings, but we found in our research, it just brings you a bunch of spam and robocalls. So what we actually do is we just put you on the main ones, so Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Those are going to be the top directory submissions that people are searching for off of Google. That's where we just want to make sure that you're listed there at that time of people searching if they're searching off of Google.
Okay.
And then, and the other thing here too, Charlie, is as we go through this process here, I would still like to be able to speak to you. Is that possible?
Absolutely. I give you my email address. I give you my contact information, my direct line here. If you ever need to get a hold of me, you absolutely can. I don't go away. I have an open door policy for my clients. Yeah.
Perfect.
You guys have a lot of good reviews too on Google and for the volume you guys too. You know, I was looking at your, or my wife was at your, the Better Business Bureau. You know, you can't make everybody happy, right? I know that. Believe me. And
you're in the service.
The volume. What was that?
I said you're in the service-based industry. You know what we go through.
Believe me, I do. And the hard part is me. When that stuff happens sometimes, when people go crazy and do crazy shit, I'm in their homes a lot. So I'm like, okay, I got to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like,
let me stop throwing distance.
So, let me get in my truck.
Exactly. I'm going to go, I got to go make a note real quick and then don't ever go back. But, so anyway, you guys have a lot of good reviews and stuff and I'm really excited and I will totally, and here's the thing too. I have about 20-30 other people I've spoken to over the last 2 months that are in the same position, okay, that I am in. And, it's only happened that way because I've reached out over, you know, Google platform stuff, you know, people write stuff on Google and I've reached out to a bunch of people. I also am in a huge Facebook group for, there's probably 1,000 handymen in there all over the place. Okay. And so if this works out really well, I just, it's a huge problem right now with this stupid Google stuff and they're all over. I got guys in Turlock, Stockton, Sacramento, you know, Elk Grove, you know, it's really cool. The Facebook stuff. And dude, if this works out like this, man, everybody is so stressed about this shit because it's happened to a few of the guys. And, it'll just be such a blessing, dude. If this works out great, I mean, I'm just going to blast you guys all over there and hopefully get some help to people. I mean, more so, honestly, you know, obviously I want to help them, you know, really. And if you guys are able to help that way, then that's awesome. And then that also gives you some business too, which is cool. But dude, being able to help with the shit is huge because it's so stressful.
Yeah, and that's why, like, we pride ourselves here on integrity. That's why we have such good Google reviews. Unfortunately, we can't please everybody, but, like, if you actually look on all those reviews, even on the BBB, the reason why we have an A+ is because people go to the BBB to get a resolution. So if you leave a bad review and it's unresolved, the BBB doesn't give you a good grade, but that's why we do have an A+ because every review that we have, we always reach back out to the customer and resolve it. And that's why we have an A+ with the BBB. It's because we resolve everything that customer had a problem with. And it's all communication, right? So, and that's why, like, you'll have an open contact with me. You'll have an open contact with our tech team here. So if you do have, like, an issue, a problem or something, like, let us know. Don't just hold it in and be like, they're not doing this or they forgot this. Let us know because we are human at the end of the day. But if you're communicating with us, then we're on top of that stuff for you. And you don't have to stress out on that Google business profile, like probably 100 handyman. And honestly, it's not even just handyman. It's service-based companies nationwide, like plumbers, carpenters, like all these people, because you guys aren't, you know, computer whizzes. You guys are out there building stuff and, you know, that's your forte. That's your bread and butter. Like your stuff isn't to sit behind a computer and figure out coding. So we're able to help. Honestly, we help a lot of newer businesses get up there, but we also help a lot of people with their Google accounts, especially if they've been locked out, suspended, if they need to get it re-verified or just get verified in general. We're definitely there to help them out. So I appreciate you telling us that. Yeah. Because a lot of people do see our reviews and we have a 4.2 out of 5 with over 950 reviews. And they're like, you have some bad reviews there. And I'm like, Disneyland had bad reviews.
Super high, which is, you know, and that's difficult because you guys work with, it's not like they're going at a restaurant, right? You guys have to serve every individual person for their thing. And it's hard to get reviews. So even if you do a good job, you often don't get a review, you know? So So mm-hmm. I bet there's another 1,000 of reviews or 2,000 that nobody ever left because they're assholes. You know what I mean? And they don't want to leave a good review for you. I've had that a lot too. I've done thousands and thousands of yeah. service calls and I have 100 reviews. And it's mostly yeah. because, you know, I've been like, hey, you know, please, if you had a good service, please leave us a review. And I have to kind of, you know, kind of say something.
Yeah, push it a little bit.
Hey, if you didn't have the opportunity, yeah. here's a link for a review. You know, so I just.
100%. I get it. And you've been awesome, dude. And walking me through it and through such a stressful thing. And yeah, I'm just saying, dude, there's a ton of people that need help with this shit. And if you guys are able to facilitate that, man, I would like to help those people find you. You know,
yeah.
I've been talking to them. And there's people that are so fucking stressed, dude. It's crazy. And it's because you're right. They're trying to do it themselves.
They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
And they're just trying to go through these steps that Google has. And Google is a huge conglomerate, you know. It's anyway. So I get it. So
yeah.
I just appreciate it too. I'm hoping to get this rolling and yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And also too, like for those guys as well, like there's a lot of companies out there, and that's why I take this job so seriously because my dad's a small business owner. I understand, dude. Everybody's on their phone. If you're not on Google. It's very hard to, especially if you don't have an established business, it's very hard for people to find you, especially if you're in these areas where people are leaving California and going into. And if you don't have that word of mouth yet, how are people finding you? So, and like I said to you, this is tied into like how you pay your light bill, how you feed your family, right? So it's very, crucial to make sure that you're on there because how are people going to find you? How, you know, what are you going to go pass out business cards? I'll tell you, that's a good way. I'm not knocking it, but anybody that gives me a business card, I'll be honest, it either goes into my wallet that I never see again, or it kind of just goes on my kitchen counter, you know, and I still go to Google when I need that service done. So
yep,
it's always
exactly.
going to be good. So yeah, if you ever want to send somebody to us, you can always have them reach out. You could always have them ask for Charlie. And I mean, I can help them firsthand if they need it too. So, With the business, with your billing address, I had the 935 Hackberry Avenue, Modesto, California, 95350, correct?
That's right.
Okay. For the payment for the card that you're going to use, Evan, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, perfect. And this is going to be the $199, and then that'll reoccur monthly.
Yes, and it's going to be a flat. There's no taxes, hidden fees, upcharges of any sort. It's always just going to be the $199 without the Facebook retargeting campaigns for you.
Right. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. Yes, so it's 4266-8416-6222.
Mm-hmm.
1447.
Okay. And then the expiration date on the back?
Expiration date is 1025. So 1025.
Oh, 1025. I'm sorry. Okay. And I'm sorry. I said the expiration date on the back. I meant the security code on the back as well.
Oh, that's 509.
Awesome. But I did need the expiration date as well, I will say. Okay. So I have that in there for you. I'm going to do two things. So one, we always protect you here. You know, being increased visibility, you will receive a lot more calls. We do want to limit the spam calls. So we will always ask you a security question. So if anybody calls you, like I said, we're a big company here. We have 70 people. If anybody ever calls you and says we're Local Splash and we want more money for your Google listing, and you're like, okay, well, what's my security question? And they don't answer, hang the phone up, call us directly, please. That's not us. Okay. So we have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's see here. One second. Okay, wait, what are they again?
So three questions. You can have one of them. Your first pet's name. the city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name. This is going to be your security question to unlock your account, so that way we always know we're talking to you and you always know you're talking to us.
Let's do the city I was born in.
City you were born in. All right, and what's the city?
That's Modesto.
Modesto. Okay, give me one sec here. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification here, Evan. This is just an added protection for you. So if at any point we do raise our prices, also too, if inflation does go up, I hope it doesn't, but if it does, you will always be grandfathered in at the $199 price. On the website itself, you can see that it is $399, so you do still get that reduced credit there. But I'm going to take you through the service agreement with us here. It's going to have our phone number that I will give to you, and then if you ever wanted to cancel, I'm going to let you know how to do that as well, if for any reason you wanted to do that at any point, okay?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Evans Handyman Co.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Plata, owner-operator.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Evan, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That's why we are doing the onboarding call with you and my tech team. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Slash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, Modesto, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Slash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number, like I said, to my promise, I will keep. I am going to give you this. I would save it if I were you under Local Slash's customer support team, so that way when we do call you, you know who it is. But I am going to give you this number. Do you want me to email it to you, or do you want to just write it down right now?
Both, please.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Go ahead.
It's 877-635. 6225.
Okay.
Okay. Now, to get a hold of me, it's that same number, extension 203. Okay, that'll call me directly into my office, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. So now you have both. You have customer support and you have my number. If I don't answer, please just leave me a message. I will get back to you within an hour of you contacting me. Obviously, it's going to be from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't call me at 4 p.m. and then expect me to give you a call at 5. I will be out of the office. So
that's
just
fair.
So you know, I always will. Or you can send me an email, and I will call you as well from there too. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let me know that you guys are trying to work on this and getting this up and running. So we just want to help you guys out, get in there, and make sure that this does get done correctly in a timely manner. So it's good. Your payment for initial term and account setup, we waive the account setup fees for you because we want to help you out and get your foot in the door here and get that Google Business Profile back up and running. It will be charged today, which is June 12th, in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of just $199. This is a recurring payment, okay? Now, Evan, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number of 877-635-6225. to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and that billing cycle is the 12th, so 3 days before the 12th, correct?
Yes, sir. So it just gives you kind of like if your billing cycle fell within like a holiday or a weekend, you still have that opportunity to go ahead and cancel before that billing cycle does recur. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send you a couple text messages here. I'm also going to send you your paid invoice to your email that we have on file. That is going to be your 100% tax write-off, as I promised to you yesterday as well. I did send you an email for 11 a.m. for my tech team to reach out. They are going to be contacting you on that 877 number. Everything went green on my end, Evan, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. I'm glad that we do get to work with you and help you. It seems like it's been a long time coming with you and Google trying to get on the same page. So we're definitely going to help you out on that in putting that to bed so you can get back on that first page placements of Google, okay? I sent you a text message. It should read, Evan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it'll have a link for your terms and conditions. Click that. It's going to take you to the service agreement I just read off to you. There's going to be 2 checkboxes on the bottom. There's going to be 1 for SMSs, just in case you don't answer. We need to give you an update. The other one's going to say you are the card authorization holder. You're going to type your first and last name in, and then you're just going to hit confirm. When it does that, it's going to take you to your username and password for your Local Splash, where you're going to be able to track everything going forward with the Google Business Profile. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, let's see here. Hold on. I'm just opening it now.
No worries.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. So I want to make sure like right here on the top it says, so we're not creating a new profile, right? We're fixing the one I have with 100 reviews on it.
Right. So we're going to go deep dive into that one because you said that you can still see it. We're going to make sure that we can get that one up and running. If for some reason Google does say like, hey, Evan, like you can't have that one back, unfortunately, sometimes it does happen. We can take the next steps in helping you creating a new one if you would like to do that at that time. But we are going to reach out for the one that you already have because you see it, correct? It's on your platform. We just need to make sure that we can re-pin verify you with that one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it just says suspended on it. Yeah, it just says suspended.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Under mine, but Google, you can't see it on Google.
Right, it's not published to the public.
Right. Okay, so let's see here.
And then there's going to be a ton of stuff on there with like Facebook, Google Ads, everything like that. That doesn't pertain to you because we're not doing that. We're just doing the Google Business Profile and the verification and then the programming there. So we just kind of have like a one deal there for everybody that we just sent to. And we kind of just tailor fit it to this is what your guys are getting here. On there, it might say like cancellation fees may occur. That's only if you're in a contract. You are not in a contract. It is month to month, $199, no contracts. So you don't have to worry about a cancellation fee, pause penalties, or anything like that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. That was amazing.
And then if you are having trouble hitting the confirm button, like it won't slide, if you have an iPhone, just make sure it's unlocked, turn it to the side, and then you will be able to hit that confirm button.
Perfect. Okay, I'm just going to open this up on my computer now. It's my phone is being stupid.
Okay. No worries.
Let's see here. There we go.
Okay. When you received the username and password login, it was texted to you as well, so you should have a text message. It should read your phone number, and then after your phone number, it'll say password, and it'll give you that password. You can log in there with those two. Once you do log in, it does say we are working on your account. Give us a couple of days for some updates here, because technically there's nothing to look at right now. We haven't had the onboarding call yet. But you will be logged in at that point where you can check to see the Google verifications, everything like that going through. Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, and then on the business info, it doesn't say Suite 4. Does that matter?
I put it here for you. But my tech team will just verify it. I put Suite 4 within the notes here. So that way they do know that you are Suite 4 if there's multiple units in that building.
There is, yeah, so they're shops. They're like roll, you know, they got roll-up doors. They're just individual shops, commercial areas.
Okay. Yeah, I put it here for my notes on the actual profile itself. So it might not show there for you yet, but I have it here for my tech team to make sure that they're getting the exact verification address so you don't run into any of those problems ever again.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I have everything set up here. I'm going to put thorough notes here for my tech team. So when they do reach out, they're going to verify and make sure they have the story correct. If they might ask you for a couple of things as well. If you ever do need to get a hold of me, like I said, just reach out to me and then I can make it happen if they don't answer it as well. You can send me an email, call me. And then we can go from that point. But I'm going to get working on your account here so that way at 11 o'clock we're ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
Okay, perfect. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. And I just wanted to confirm this support team number and your extension real quick, okay?
Sure. Yep, go ahead.
So the number I got is 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's extension 203 goes to you.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and I'm excited. Thank you for your help, and keep you in the loop.
Awesome. Sounds good. I appreciate it. And then we'll be contacting you here in a couple of hours with everything ready to rock and roll, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.